This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Earlier today, went up to Capital One Arena, District E, where the Mystics introduced Jamila Weideman and Sidney Johnson. Jamila, the new general manager of the team. Sidney, the new head coach. Both interviews will be up on the Hoffman W Sports YouTube page soon. Actually, Sidney is basically up now. I need to hit like three more buttons. And then Jamila will be up a little bit later this afternoon as well. We'll also put both in audio form in our podcast feed. But for the Sidney Johnson interview, you don't have to do anything but keep on listening, because my chat with the new Mystics head coach is here for you right now. With Mystics new head coach Sidney Johnson, you getting used to being introduced like that? I'm like your 10th interview in a row here.
Yeah, so. I like the ring. I like the ring of that. So I'm well suited for it.
Indeed. Well, first of all, welcome, I guess, back to DC. The DMV, as you mentioned in the press conference, this is home for you.
Yep.
What's it mean to not just coach a WNBA team, but coach this WNBA team for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've followed DC sports, and you know, just being down the road, you know, in Towson, and all that's going on in the DMV, and as I mentioned, the players, the coaches, the teams that have come out of this area, and so to have an opportunity to, you know, lead the Mystics in their next. And listen, there is already a legacy there. There's been a championship. There's been some winning games. We want to help in terms of establish a year-in and year-out winner, and also have an experience that our players can be unbelievably proud of and frankly thrive in. So to have that opportunity, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Michael and Jamila and yourself talked about the 90-10 split. So for folks that have seen the press conference there, you know that. No need to re-explain to the audience. But you are most directly responsible day-to-day for the 10%. How do you approach that, knowing that the 90% is so important to what you're doing, but your 10% is what they ultimately keep score on?
Yeah. You know, I'll say this, like, why I want to be a part of the Mystics in our organization, we're all going to play a role in that 90%, you know, and that's like, it's so profound. It touches every single one of us, and our players being at the center of it. 1,000% we want to win basketball games. And, you know, the New York Liberty are really good. You know, like, the Minnesota Lynx are really good. Like, we understand the challenge. You know, it's in front of us. We believe that an experience that our players want to be a part of, we believe in DC and what we have to draw. We believe in the style of play that we're looking to embrace, that we will have. We will be able to add to the very good players that we have now, get them on the court, and build something special that can go up against those teams. So we understand what's in front of us, but, you know, I do believe that we're up for it.
I think one of the things that's fascinating about the current state of the W is there are so many different styles of play. There, and part of that is influences. You have coaches coming in from overseas. You have coaches coming in from college.
Yeah.
You have coaches
yeah.
from the NBA
right.
or the W that have come up through the ranks. You also have teams that are built more perimeter-oriented that have been very good. Vegas, obviously, two-time champ. That's everything is centered around Asia, who's a post player.
Yep.
That could be, I would imagine, both like very exciting and also very terrifying as a head coach. So how do you think about building a style, looking at both the current roster and something that is sustainable over time?
Yeah, it's more exciting in the film room, you know, as yeah. you're trying to do the X's and O's, and then it's terrifying when game day shows up, you know, because ultimately, you know, and just respectfully to all my colleagues, there's some really good coaches. At the end of the day, players make it happen. And when you have the challenge of having to deal with Asia or Brianna or Fee or take your pick, you know, that's when it really kicks in. So for me, I think it's about putting a staff together that can support our players to have a system that causes some headaches for some other people. And some of that will come in terms of diversity of play. But ultimately, we got to find a way to slow down really, really good players. You know, and we also got to find a way to put our best players in the best situation. That's what it will come down to.
So with that in mind, are you scrapping every plan you had and just going to say, hey, let's get Aaliyah isolated, let her play one-on-one, considering what she's doing down in Miami?
I wish it was that easy, you know.
And, she's making and, it look that easy yeah, right she, now, she, coach. You got to overcomplicate
it. She is, but there'll be four other players and four other defenders. But ultimately, that is showing her growth and development. You know, and it's expanding her versatility. And at the end of the day, that's what you want to have as a player. You know, you want those minutes. You want to be able to show value towards winning. And that's the one thing in talking to Aaliyah that I love about her already. She cares about winning.
Oh, yeah.
Winning, winning, winning. And that's, you know, as you talk about that 10%, that's what you need to have that drive.
The competitiveness, I mean, just oozing out of her. I mean, she was upset last night. We mm-hmm. Sit yeah. here on Wednesday, the game last night. Like
yep.
she won, but she wasn't happy with how that game went down. And
yeah.
the competitive, you can just see it oozing out of her. I think for a coach in any sport, but especially in basketball, and especially when you're talking in the terms that your group is talking in, of letting the individual sign, there is like ultimately this balance between creativity and structure.
Yeah.
If I frame it that way to you, how do you think about that balance?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good question. I do think there's some non-negotiables in terms of like how we want to be. We do need to play hard. Like we can't really cut corners on that. Like nothing's going to come our way that we are even dreaming about if we're not putting the work in, if we're not competitive, if we're not trying to do it together. So there are some non-negotiables in that sense, and I'm not so comfortable phrasing it like that, but just like some standards and ways that we want to be. Along the way, there's tons of time not only to be yourself but to inform me, you know, hey coach, like what do you think of this, what do you think of that, you know, hey, you know, this might be a better player for her because she likes coming off of her left instead of her right, you know, things like that. That's what I want our players to, you know, be able to have in me and, frankly, from an organization standpoint as well when we talk about their care and development away from the game. So all of that will be included. But, yeah, we're going to hold to some standards because at the end of the day, it's a team game towards a single goal, and we have to have a North Star. We have to have something guiding us, and that will require some sacrifice towards how we want to play in order to get there.
How much time have you spent both as a head coach in the men's college side when you were at Fairfield or as a player? I mean, you were a three-time captain at Princeton, which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Only one in school history.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure you've spent a lot of time thinking about leadership and messaging, and like you've been in front of rooms before. So when you talk about that North Star, I mean, I spend obviously, well, I love covering hoops. Like
yeah.
we spend a lot of time on the radio talking about the Commanders. And
sure,
so watching
sure.
the leadership and how Dan Quinn had these sayings this year, I thought was a really fascinating experience for me covering probably the most successful team that I've certainly covered on the football side of it
right.
the decade that I've been in D.C.
Right.
So do you have some of those things, whether it's, you know, call it a mantra, a saying, a philosophy that for you is ultimately that North Star?
Yeah, you know, it's I think for me, it's really about, I mean, this is what I, you know, I really do think that we want to love each other in a sense of a humility and thirst of working together as a team. You know, like it's really hard to build something special if we don't even, you know, want to work together. If we don't even have the humility to say, okay, you're going to want a little bit of this, I'm going to want a little bit of that, this, how can we come together to make it happen as a tandem, and then as a trio, and then four and five. So you got to start somewhere. And I think like an equal balance of competitiveness and humility is where we have to start. And that's always been something that I've championed. That's always been something that I've led with and you know, honestly demanded from my teams. And I expect to do the same here with the Mystics.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The experience you had last year in Chicago, I thought was really interesting to watch that team come together. A lot of obviously notoriety around Angel coming out with LSU, but I think more specific to her as a player, the thing that is fascinating to me is how well her game translated from the college game to the pro game. Right. And I think obviously traditionally in this league, rookies have had a terrible time. It's the hardest league. I think it might be the hardest league in all of sports to translate from college to the pro.
Even to make a roster. I mean, it's nuts. The competitiveness to just get on the roster, but yeah.
Yeah, so you know, it's 144 players. It's so hard. But seeing now not only what Angel did, you had a front row seat too, Camilla, obviously a little bit more of an up and down year because of the injuries. It's so much, you know, take the hardness that it is, multiply it times injuries. But what Caitlin did and what we think, I think, is going to happen with some of the newer players coming in is the game has just got more investment at the youth levels, more advanced players by the time they get to college. How does that change how you think about what this current group is capable of with some of the younger players, but also how quick the pivot can be back towards the top of the league?
Yeah, really, really good question. I think, and that includes that the last part of your question also includes the fact that, you know, we're going through, you know, CBA renegotiation. Yeah. And so, you know, a whole new fresh wave of free agency is going to kick in a year from now. So the ability to change a team quickly through that process, through, you know, player development for sure. And then to your point, to add rookies who can come onto your team and make an impact. We're tracking all of it. We're just literally tracking all of it, and a greater importance or significance in that kind of potential rookie tracking because of the stories that you just mentioned, that there are some players that can come in, not only make your roster, but be rotation starters. Angel was an all-star, you know, so those standards now have changed. So we have to be mindful and set an environment where, you know, you have good vets around, you know, rookies to come in, they can learn from and focus on ball and help them settle in. There's a whole lot to it, but that's increasingly a part of the puzzle that we're putting together.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about, you talked about a lot of different things up at the podium, and you obviously had great, tremendous gratitude as you thanked all different people in your life, and you're talking about answering different basketball questions. I think the most animated you were when you talked to us directly about telling the stories of these players. Why does that hit such an important point for you?
It's all about the players, man. It hits home. I'm getting animated even now, you know, wanting to go there, because the amount of sacrifice that these athletes put in, everything that I just talked about, sacrificing some part of their individual for the team, but then also being able to show up, you know, fully on and off the court. But they give so much. They're giving so much to this game, and we are winning by just being able to watch it and soak it in. Tell those stories. Like, don't take it for granted. Don't overlook it. Like why there isn't a Netflix series on BG and everything that, like, I don't understand. And Netflix does a really good job. All right,
yeah. You guys, let's go Netflix.
Exactly. Like all those things. I'm tuned to. Why aren't we having some of those stories being told, you know, on the W players and everything that they've gone through and they've meant in this society in this moment? We can amplify that more. And I'm a fan of them. So I see it, you know, in terms of how much they're giving, and I want us to give as much back, if not more.
How do you, as a coach, obviously, you learning a player's story is different than me learning and telling a player's story. But if you want to have that connection with the individuals, you have to learn their stories. It sounds like you're very familiar with some of them. How do you go about that process over the next few months of learning your player's stories?
Proximity. That's what it is. It's just time. There's no shortcuts to it. I don't know Diamond DeShields any better than the next person by, you know, Googling it. Been in the gym with her, you know, and sat down and had moments. She's given me books to read. I've given her books, you know. It's just like stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just proximity. And I also say this as a coach, like, I can be really, really, really good when a player lets me in, you know, like when a good player lets me in, I can be a great coach. I'm not saying the onus is on them, but there is a vulnerability. There is a willingness to say, hey, I trust this guy. And when they have, I feel fulfilled, but I also feel like I've helped them get to some places maybe that they couldn't have got on their own. So, and that all comes with proximity.
Sidney Johnson, new head coach of the Washington Mystics. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I look forward to telling your story and your player stories this season. All right, that was a little earlier today. That podcast is in our podcast feed at The Hoffman Show, as is the interview that I did with Jamila Weideman, the new Mystics general manager. When we get back, I got a women's hoop thing that's a bit of a throwback from the summer, and why some of the Caitlin Clark, quote-unquote, defenders. I hope they're paying attention to what's happening in Miami. Then Dave Johnson joins us live from Capital One Arena at 6, ahead of Wizards and Mystics. Pregame starts an hour from right now.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.